Hello, Radio World. Welcome back to Lost Worlds and Distant Places here on WGXC Acra 90.7 FM. Happy Sunday. Here we are on another third Sunday at 3:30 p.m. EST. I'm so happy to be back. Again, always happy to be back. I'm Alice. I'm the host of this program that runs 30 minutes long. So I hope you enjoy your time here with me today for however long you stay. I was thinking about how the last few episodes were more soundscapey and less caller based, and I was missing hearing from you all. So today we're gonna be taking some calls again, and I thought it would be fun to play a little game. And the game is called Sensory Recollection, and it entails me playing some sounds or songs and the caller seeing if they can recall what is being played. And at the end, the winning prize is the caller can decide where we go next in Lost Worlds and Distant Places. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see where you all want to go. And I'm excited to hear from you. Oh my God. Looks like we actually already have our first call. So I think we're just going to get started right away. And I'm going to put them on. Thanks for calling Lost Worlds and Distant Places. Can I ask who's calling?
Hi, this is Rachel.
Rachel.
Yeah, I've called in before, actually. I was called to read some YouTube comments, I believe.
I remember that. That was so nice. I loved when you called before. And you're back. That's so fun.
I'm back. I heard about the game.
Thank you for calling. Thanks for returning to us.
I have to win that prize.
I know. High stakes.
A great prize.
It is, right? Awesome. So you want to play?
Yeah, let's get down to it.
Okay, so we're going to play a variety of sounds and songs, and we'll see if you can guess what they are, if you know what they are. I'm gonna play 30 seconds of each sound or song. And you can interrupt whenever you know what it is. If you don't know by the end of 30, unfortunately, you can't make it to the next round.
Well, I hope the universe is on my side with this.
Me too. All right. We've got the first one here.
I actually don't know what it is. But it's kind of giving, like, commercial.
You're close.
From, a product that doesn't need to be sexy, but, like, is, and you're, like, watching it, and you're, like, 10, and you're, like, I actually don't understand why this, like, woman is whispering in this guy's ear about sunscreen. That's like the vibe I am getting from that.
That's not far off. Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah, I don't think I actually know what it is, like, more specifically.
It's called Opus Number 1 by Tim Carlton, and it was made as hold music for the phone.
Oh.
I originally thought it was the first hold music, but I was wrong. It was not, and I think it's just like one of the most well-known ones, maybe. But I learned actually that the first hold music came about in 1962 by accident, because this person, Alfred Levy, there was a problem with the phone lines at his factory, and there was a loose wire touching a metal girder, which made this factory like a giant receiver. And so when calls were put on hold, you were able to hear an audio broadcast signal, like through this loose wire, which I thought was cool. But Opus Number 1 came almost like over 20 years later in 1989. And it was recorded on a 4-track tape recorder by Tim Carlton.
Oh.
Yeah. But now that you know that, don't you remember it?
No.
That's fine.
I don't think I had a phone until I was like...
No, but it's like still used today.
Plain one? I mean, it is a bop, but no, I don't recognize it.
You were close enough. I think you can go to the next round.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, on to the next round. 30 seconds. We'll see if you know this one.
That's gotta be like seagulls.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Close, and yeah, it's Seabirds and Wind, recorded on an iPhone 16.
Wow.
Yeah. Good job, you're doing well. 16?
Thank you.
Third round.
How many rounds did you say there were?
That's a good question. How many rounds do you want there to be?
As many as I get right.
Okay, let's do that. So this is round 3 of an undetermined amount of rounds.
It's like jazz piano with like maybe like a theremin in the background.
It does sound like there's a theremin.
But is it just a violin?
It's not a violin.
It's an organ?
I think it's an organ.
Yeah. It's giving Smokey Bar. someone lighting a cigarette and saying, let me tell you a story. It's like a spotlight on them.
Yeah. You're right.
Wow, I'm doing so well.
You're so good at this game. That was music for relaxing.
Mm.
And that song was called I Surrender, Dear.
Ooh. Yeah, Dear, it was giving Dear.
Yeah, and it's from 1956. But the genre is jazz, pop, and easy listening. So I feel like you got that one.
Yeah. I mean, I'm certainly going to agree with that.
Okay. Awesome. Fourth round?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I don't have time for this. This is literally ridiculous. I don't have time for this. Like, what is your issue? I don't have time for this.
That was the fourth sound.
Was that a recording of me at the bus stop when the bus is late?
It was.
Like, what is your issue? I don't have time for this.
That's literally what I sound like at the bus stop when it's late. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
That's exactly what that was.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Okay, fifth round. Let's say fifth and final.
Okay. I kind of had six in my mind, but...
Oh, okay. Let's do six. So, second to last, unless you don't get this one.
And then it'll be five.
And then it'll be five.
Yeah.
All right.
It kind of sounds like a tape being played, but like also getting eaten up.
That's so interesting that you say that.
Why?
Well, is that your answer?
Yeah, I think so. But my only other guess is that maybe it's like someone singing along to a song, but I don't think it's that.
It's called Unnecessary Music from Love and Space by Sorrel Hayes. It's from a audio cassette magazine that was called Tellus, T-E-L-L-U-S, one word. And it existed from 1983 to 1993. And I just learned about this, by the way. So I might be slightly off with some of this information, but my understanding is that it was launched in the Lower East Side of Manhattan and had a focus on performance art, noise music, audio art, that kind of vibe. And I think that they released various cassettes with like different themes. And this one was from the video art cassette.
It's like experimental tape music.
Yeah, so you kind of got that one.
I mean, I know a little something about experimental tape music.
Oh, really?
Just like a thing or two, yeah.
Cool. All right, sixth round. Actually, I think let's end at 5. You did so well. But do you want to keep being in lost worlds in distant places, or do you have to be somewhere?
I want to stay in the lost world and a distant place as long as I can.
Okay, do you want to play a different game?
Yeah, what's the game?
I have an idea where instead of this game where I played stuff and you guessed what it was, you play something and I'll see what it reminds me of and then we'll go back and forth.
Okay.
But you have to go first.
Yeah. I'm like, hold on, let me find something. Okay, how about this? Okay, now this. This is what I was trying to find. That was it.
It sounds like something being played in reverse.
Do you want to guess again?
Wait, and why am I guessing?
You don't even have to guess. You just can play something. Also, I don't know. This is
wait, your can game. You? Can you play it again? Is that allowed?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Okay.
Cool. I'm trying to think of what that reminds me of.
Yeah, take your time. That one's hard. What about like that?
Wait, that reminds me of this. Do you know what that is?
Oh my God, yeah, I do.
What is it?
That's the Ringing Rocks in Pennsylvania.
It is the Ringing Rocks in Pennsylvania.
I went there a long time ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you play the rocks?
No, I didn't bring a hammer.
You just listened to them?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, should we leave it there?
Yeah, that feels good.
I feel like we've played enough. Or yes. How do you feel?
No, I feel satisfied with the games.
Awesome. Thanks so much for calling in and joining me here again, Rachel.
Thanks for having me. I love it here.
I love that you love it here. We love having you. So because you won, the prize is you can pick anywhere in Lost Worlds that you'd like to go next.
I think that I want to go, I want to go to the memory pool.
Ooh, I love that idea.
Come along.
Okay, that concludes this episode of Lost Worlds in Distant Places. Looks like we actually only had time for one caller, shockingly. We just got lost in the game. But we'll be playing this game again. If you didn't get a chance to participate, I hope to hear from you next time. And I hope you enjoyed your time listening to Lost Worlds in Distant Places as we played Sensory Recollection. As you heard, we will be going to the memory pool for the next episode, but we've run out of time this time, so we're just gonna have to pause in space and time and come back a month from now and continue our journey. Thanks so much for listening. Again, this was Lost Worlds in Distant Places with me, your host, Alice, and I hope you have a lovely rest of your Sunday. Thank you.